We will begin with questions.
It's a question I've been dying to ask since I first heard about Great Freedom and did the 12 inquiries. I'm not really that bothered about the answer, but I just find it really fascinating. The Mayan people of South America, do you know about them?
The
Mayan people?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I thought you said the mind people.
No. No, the Mayan people. And if anyone didn't know, they created a calendar that spans 25,000 years, I think, and predicted a lot of things that have happened, especially in the last 2,000 years. They lived 1,600, 700 years ago, but they predicted that almost perfectly about the Industrial Revolution and acceleration of human progress and acceleration of human population, and which is exactly what's happened. But they also predicted that by 2012, human beings would reach a new level of human consciousness. And that really excites me. That's one point of view that I find hard to let go, because I think this is it. This is what Great Freedom teaching is. Within 5 years' time, we'll spread across the whole globe. I don't really care what the answer is, to be honest, but I just think it's quite fascinating. Gets me quite excited.
Mm-hmm. Me too. And I've never read anything but a summary of the Mayan calendar. But I also know that it predicted many things that didn't happen. So. Yeah.
There's no real question in that. I just wanted to share it.
If we're looking for a tool to live life by, then we better be sure that that tool is reliable, that it's 100% reliable. And so there are so many things that aren't 100% reliable, so many different ways to live life that aren't reliable at all, like psychology or astrology or different kinds of prophetic tools, or, you know, whatever it might be. These are all points of view that are limited by their descriptive framework, and they're not 100% reliable. There's only one condition that's 100% reliable, and that is the fundamental condition of existence. There's nothing else that is 100% reliable, because nothing else has any substantiality of its own. And so, if we think we are our thoughts, then that's very scary. We'll have a very scary life if we think we are our thoughts. And if we believe that our thoughts have power and then we think we are those thoughts, that's going to be very scary. But at the same time, if you're looking for a savior, the current thought is your savior. That's your savior, your current thought. Complete freedom is in current mental events. That's where it is. It isn't anywhere else. That's where the fundamental condition of existence is. It's in current mental events. It isn't anywhere else. It's not a thing that's separate from perceiving. And so the only instruction is to trust that completely and to remain as that without correcting the flow of current mental events. There's nothing to be corrected. So the minute you impose the idea of correcting in that condition, then that's the source of discomfort. It's so simple. And the compulsion to try to correct mental events is just something we train ourselves to do. But it isn't necessary. It isn't required in order for us to have well-being. So just relax. Now, today I'm going to talk a little bit about Inquiry 5. And I have a few things that I wrote during the night. Happiness is simply the naturally settled condition of current mental events. All thoughts are the capacity of a perfectly stable ground, human awareness. Like the color blue is inseparable from the sky, thoughts are inseparable from awareness. By the single power of not correcting the flow of thoughts, find happiness, compassion, perfect mental stability, and the root of all knowledge. Short moments of this repeated many times become automatic. No research evidence is greater proof than this. No meditation is necessary. All right, go home now and and I wanted to also give an overview of the three series of teachings in Great Freedom. There are three series of teachings. One is the 12 Inquiries, and one is the Power of Wisdom series, and the other is the Principle of Unity and Service. And so now, the 12 Inquiries introduces the awareness, and it creates an understanding of awareness. So its function is understanding awareness through recognition and logical reasoning. And then the Power of Wisdom series stabilizes the actual experience of awareness. And the Principles of Unity and Service integrates the power of awareness into all daily activities. And so now I'll read a little bit more about those three, the understanding, the stabilization, and the integration into daily activities. The 12 Inquiries introduces the fundamental condition of the mind, which must be directly perceived in a non-conceptual manner. The 12 Inquiries explains the meaning of the fundamental condition of the mind and contains instructions that evoke its recognition. Very simple. The Power of Wisdom series of teachings stabilizes recognition of the fundamental nature of mind by eliminating doubts, not in a merely intellectual way, but rather through experience. Complete perceptual openness and all experience must ripen and become stable. The Principles of Unity and Service integrate the fundamental nature of mind, which is motivated by the aspiration to realize one's great potential for the benefit of all, into all daily activities and to realize that capacity so that it becomes full-blown. So all of these teachings are equally simple and straightforward, just like the 12 Inquiries is, and the 12 Inquiries teaching is. And the process of the 12 Inquiries is a unified process. Each inquiry has a very important function in terms of the whole of the inquiries. And so don't look at any particular inquiry and see that as a reason to no longer be interested in the process of the inquiries, because you don't know what is yet to come in the inquiries. And that is very, very important to know. Every single aspect of the 12 inquiries is absolutely essential to being able to recognize awareness in all daily activities and to understand it and to really realize that stable awareness in every moment. So, you know, that's very important. Now, the function of inquiry four. Now, have you read inquiry five yet? Okay, so you've read inquiry four and you've answered the questions, and you've read inquiry five, and have you answered those questions? Okay, you've answered those questions as well. Now, so you know that you've looked at your principal points of view, and everyone in this room has done that, and you may have had a lot of points of view come up about that, emotions, thoughts, sensations, all kinds of things, reactions, or, you know, you may have just loved every minute of it or somewhere in between, but whatever it was, it doesn't matter. They're just all points of view. So persevere, champions of awareness, and more will be revealed. But each aspect of the inquiries is really essential. So what you've reviewed in inquiry four, your principal points of view, and then today you'll take the step of sharing those with other people. Both of these are very important because most of us spend all of our life hiding out in our points of view. And we don't really want anyone to know what our points of view really are, because we don't even want to know what they are. And so we're always trying to kind of fend them off. And so it's this step of really looking clearly at what the points of view are and then sharing them with other people is huge, because first of all, we come to see how much we're like everyone else. And this makes it, we come to see that our points of view are the same points of view everyone else has. And that makes it much easier to recognize and realize that all points of view appear in a fundamental ground or in a unified field. And so you see, this is extremely important. It's extremely important. It is really a primary source of the recognition of compassion for oneself and for others, to be able to completely, thoroughly investigate your own points of view and see how much they're like other people's through sharing them with each other. So don't hold back. Don't hold back. And then after you share those today, just spend some time really being quiet and settling into the expansive space that you've opened up for yourself. Yeah. All right, now. Inquiry five, what about us is everyone and everything? The action, we admit principal points of view. The inquiry five commitment, all points of view are timelessly and naturally present within awareness. The inquiry five commitment is that all points of view are timelessly and naturally present within awareness. And by sharing our own principal points of view, it becomes much easier to see that this is the case. If we hold back and we keep any secrets, then we're hiding out in our points of view. And so to be as open as possible is very important. And if you have something that you absolutely feel that you cannot share in a group, then speak to Johan or Adrian, and you can share it privately with them. But at least share it with one other person. But I would encourage you even to share those things that you find extremely difficult to share. It is amazingly freeing. Whoosh! Practicalities of Inquiry 5. Inquiry 5, through systematically examining belief systems in a verbal consideration, supports us to more easily rest naturally. We see more clearly that all points of view are wisdom awareness. Inquiry 5, like each of the inquiries, greatly lessens the chance that we will feel overwhelmed by points of view from the past. Instead, we will feel complete about all the points of view we have had during our life and be less likely to be blindsided by them when they appear. That says it all. So it's, like I said, it's really important to be open, to be completely open. And if you've already done the inquiries and you weren't completely open, then that's fine. You know, now you can be completely open. Just find one of the great freedom teachers to talk to, like Kathy or Johan or Heather or Adrian, and these are the teachers in the room, I believe, who are teaching full-time right now. Is there anyone else who's teaching full-time? Doesn't have any other involvements? No? Okay. And they can greatly support you in listening to your complete relief of all points of view. We strip away excuses and blaming others for our points of view. Through open sharing of belief systems, we begin to see that our beliefs and assumptions are points of view. The point of view of being an individual person becomes more diffuse. We realize all points of view, including I, are awareness. That is so powerful. Wow, that is just, you know, it's so amazing. After a lifetime of excuses and blaming other people, places, and things for problems, blaming ourselves, we simply get down to the heart of the matter, and we see that awareness is the root of all of these points of view. It's the root of all perceptions. There's nothing to hide or nothing to hold back. Everything already is included and contained in awareness. There's no one to blame, and there's no excuse worth having. And so blaming others is simply something we've trained ourselves to do. So if we blame people, places, and things, or other points of view for our lack of well-being, then that's just something we've trained ourselves to do. It doesn't mean that it's reality. We go beyond the feeling that we are the only one who is having this or that point of view. No longer do we believe so deeply in our secret and hidden points of view. The capacity to rest naturally increases. So all these secret or hidden points of view that everyone has, by the way, need to be openly shared with at least one other person. However, like I said, being able to share it in the group is extremely powerful. Now, sometimes people have things that really can't be shared in a group for one reason or another. And so if you have something that you feel is like that, share it with someone else. Like, you know, like maybe you've done something horrible, really heinous. And if you're afraid that if you disclosed it, something bad would happen, like you'd go to prison or whatever it might be. And so if you have something like that, then it's really important to share it with someone else. And even though you might not want to share that in the group, you need to share it with someone. And or, you know, maybe you have something that is so painful that you can't even bear thinking about it. And you can't even consider talking about it openly. Maybe something horrible happened to you, something so horrible that you can't even think about it, let alone share it with anyone else. Well, if you have something like that and you don't want to share it in the group, then please share it with one of these people I mentioned. It will open a whole new world to you. And believe me, we've heard it all. Anything you can imagine, I have heard from people. And so that's that. And as we can share openly the exact nature of our points of view, then the capacity to rest increases because we're letting go of all those frameworks of keeping things secret or hidden. When we keep things secret or hidden, then they maintain a power over us. Any fear that we have that we are unique and different is demystified and normalized in the participatory structure. The inquiry is intensive. We find that our points of view are similar to those of others. Very often we suffer from terminal uniqueness. We think that we're so unique and there isn't anyone who has our problems and no one's like us, and so this is what terminal uniqueness is. And we have it worse than anyone else, or better than anyone else, or whatever it might be. And so, you know, whatever our points of view are, they're just a lot of fun. So you might as well get them out there in the open, and when you do, everything will look more like a cartoon. Now, when we share openly in the inquiries intensive, it demystifies and normalizes all of these points of view that we've taken to be so powerful. And we just see how much we are like everyone else, and that makes it easier to see that all current mental events are the source of happiness. We utilize our inherent ability to investigate and question who we have taken ourselves to be, and then we share our discoveries with others. The unmasking of points of view, whereby we regard ourselves as someone who is seeking awareness through practices, powerfully brings an end to the notion of being a seeker who is seeking something. Deeply questioning and seeing through points of view by sharing in the group increases our capacity to recognize awareness and feel deeply connected to other beings. When belief systems, assumptions, and stories we took to be true are found to have obscured our recognition of awareness, they inevitably fall away. We may feel that a huge burden is lifted from us. And it's very likely that that will be the case, that you will feel that a huge burden has been lifted. In openly sharing everything, whether it's in the group or one-to-one with one of the Great Freedom Teachers, you open a compassion. You open unremitting compassion. You open the floodgates of compassion that are already present. It's only belief and points of view that causes us to not recognize that inherent compassion. When we openly share about ourselves all our own principal points of view and listen attentively to others sharing their points of view, this is the golden key that opens up that compassion. We see how perfect we are, and we see how perfect everyone else is, and how it's very sad that we didn't know that about ourselves, and that others haven't known that about themselves. So you see this participatory structure, the inquiries where we're in groups and everyone is sharing everything, is vital to freeing up the life force of awareness. If we're just in a dyad, you know, one-to-one with someone else, then we don't really have a broad range of experience of many people, and we can still feel isolated and alone and like we're relying on one other person who's an authority. But if we participate in a group, as in this participatory open structure of the Great Freedom Teaching, then it's much easier to see that we're not unique, and that indeed all points of view, no matter what they are, appear within awareness, our own, everyone else's, and everything else's. All phenomena whatsoever are the self-arising wisdom of the fundamental condition of existence.